Good evening, everyone. For the first song, take your Christian hymnals and turn to song number 371. 371. Next song, turn to song number 356. 356 in the Christian hymnal. We'll sing song number, or verses 1, 3, and 5.
Love.
for the last song, you can turn to song number 230. In the Christian hymnal.
All right, good evening, everyone. For a short devotional tonight, I want to talk a little bit about goals. You know, goals are something everyone should have, at least, and they're very important because if we don't have a goal, if we're not shooting for something, then we're never really going to get anywhere. So tonight I'm going to be looking at quite a few different verses. You can follow along if you want to. The first one that I'm going to be looking at is Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, this verse says, it points out very clearly, I press toward the mark. We've got to have a mark so we have something to shoot for. Few other verses, Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Proverbs 19, 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And Proverbs 16, 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You know, in these verses, it tells us, you know, trust in the Lord and develop that relationship with him, and he will show us his goals for us. All right, Colossians 3, 23 and 24. I can find it here. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You know, these verses all just talk about serving the Lord, putting everything into that relationship with him, so he can show us the goals that he has for us. The goals that are worth pursuing are found in submission to God's will. And as we develop that relationship and submit to God, he will just continue to show us things in our lives that we need to work toward and work on, you know. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Here, God shows us one of his goals for us, and that is to just live in peace, you know. And Matthew 28:19. That's the wrong thing. Okay, I have the wrong reference written down, but it's the verse that says, go ye into all the world and teach all nations, you know. There he clearly says one of his goals is that everyone is reached out to, you know. We reach out to those that don't have Jesus, don't live in Christ. So now that we know to set goals and what some of Christ's goals are for us, you know, every one of us has made New Year's resolutions and other goals. And, I mean, if they lasted, great. But a lot of times they're so easy to just forget them and you get too busy with life. And that shows that without something bigger than us, in the picture, we're not really gonna get anywhere. Proverbs 11 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Here it just says, you know, we have to be diligent and diligently seek Christ in everything that we do. In Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, to reap the rewards of what we've been pursuing, we have to work towards this diligently. And as I was, like, writing all this down and studying for this, I looked back over it and all the verses, they kind of talk about goals a little bit, but they also talk a lot about just trusting in Christ in everything that we do. He is way bigger than us, way bigger than anything that we face. So we need to just trust him to show what his plan is for our life. That's all I have, so let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for your many blessings to us. Thank you for your word, and thank you for dying on the cross for us. Lord, just be with us as we go throughout the rest of this evening. Help us to listen to your word, listen to the songs that are being sung, and get something from it, and go away from here encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, you can take your Christian hymnals and turn to song number 600. Song number 600. After this, we're going to have children singing, but for something different, we're going to have the youth on down to age 4 come up, and we'll be singing some songs.
Tell me your sadness. Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. The temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord. Building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the
All right, for a song tonight, let's turn to song number 64 in your church hymnal. Song number 64. And after this, Carrie will have a group, and directly after that, Matt Miller will be leading an impromptu men's group. Carrie's group can come forward at this time.
Thank you. first verse from the unison. Then we'll stick with three parts. Baritone, second tenors. Actually, I'm sorry. First tenors and baritone. It's in the melody. And then second tenors. Just say second tenors. Oh, let me change that. So you guys are together. First tenor, second tenor, melody. We were a nice strong melody. And then tenors for baritone and then bass. Okay. And first verse unison. First song we'll sing is The Mighty Fortress. I just like this song, no matter what we're facing in life.
This is an old song, and it just brings out the point that God is a fortress, no matter what we're facing, that we can turn to, and he's faithful. Second song, Love Divine or Love Excelling, talking about Christ and praising him.
So
take your church hymnals and turn to song number 226. After this, Matt Schrock will have a group. Song number 226.
We have two songs tonight. The first one is Standing in the Need of Prayer, and the last one is I Am the Bread of Life.
Nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer. It's me.
It's me,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me.
It's me,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, O Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer. It's me.
It's me,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me.
It's me,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Not the stranger, not my neighbor, but it's me, O Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Not the stranger, not my neighbor, but it's me, O Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer. It's me.
It's me,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me.
It's me,
it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Father draws.